Aimless to Cadence Minerals is a mining and investment group engaged in commodity projects at various stages of development around the world. I'm joined once again today by Chief Executive Kieran Mazzaria, who joins us today directly from the DevMinerAçu Center at the Imapa project in Brazil. Hello, Kieran. It's good to speak with you again.
Hi, good to speak to you, Alan. Sorry, there's very poor signal here, so I'm having to get onto the roof of the hotel to get this. So apologies if I don't quite hear some of the stuff you're saying, but yeah, I will work it out.
It's a lovely sunrise behind you there.
Yes, it is. Just catching about right. It's something like about 4:30 in the morning. Sorry, 5:40 in the morning. So yeah, sunrise is just occurring. It's warm, to put it simply.
So before we discuss Imapa and the reason for you being there, Cadence announced a further development with the Litchfield and Picasso lithium projects this week. Can you bring us up to speed?
Yeah, so we just announced, as you will already know, Castillo Copper signed an option with our JV company to acquire Litchfield and Picasso, which are these two prospective lithium assets in Australia. That was announced a while ago. They are starting their due diligence. Sorry, and the consideration for that would have been $3 million in stages in equity in Castillo Copper. So they started the due diligence, and so far the reports that they've come back with announced has been good. They've identified pegmatites on the western area of the Litchfield asset. The photo imagery work has also generated information which has allowed them to feel positive about the geology. Importantly, these pegmatites, which are effectively the sources of what you get lithium oxide, hard rock lithium mining from. That's on the western portion of the area, close to Core Lithium, whom, as we know, are developing a substantial hard rock lithium deposit and probably will be the next lithium producer out of Western Australia. So it's good progress. Of course, they haven't exercised their option just yet, but it's positive from that front. And they have 90 days. So the latest they'll probably be able to exercise that option is by the end of this year. So good progress there. And we look forward to hearing anything they have further to say.
Excellent. So back to Imapa then. Why have you traveled all the way there?
Yes, why we travel, given that there's quarantine and all the rest of it. Look, I think it's been a long time since we've been here as Cadence, and it's been really important. We're coming up to the stage. As I said, we believe that the bank settlement will be forthcoming. So we really have to start pushing all of the operations here. And there are effectively two sets of operations. We have the general running of the day-to-day operation, which is, for example, the maintenance of the plant, the maintenance support, the cleaning up, setting up the systems and offices, and the security of the port and the plant. And I've been visiting both of those. I was at the mine and the port yesterday, mine and the plant yesterday, last 2 days actually. And that has been seeing great progress there. They've cleaned up a lot of the area. In the future, we'll start maintaining it by effectively de-rusting it, descaling it, repainting the plant, and the big capital expenditure, which is the rehabilitation of the plant to production, that will come much later in after the study's done. So there's that part, which is sort of operational and seeing the progress being there, which frankly, I've been truly amazed about the work that people have put in here and the progress they've made. I mean, it really blew me away the first day that I got to the port. And in addition to that, we have to progress and agree the timeline, more than agree the time, progress and see how we're going to progress with the studies in terms of the engineering studies across all the assets, whether it be the port, the railway, and the plant and the mine, and getting the engineering studies, the CapEx and OpEx associated with those studies need to be developed over the coming months. And appointing the contractors that are going to do that, possibly the contractors will actually carry out some of the work. So there's that work that we're going to be doing over the next week. And also we have being in Imapa, re-engaging with the state and the various state authorities, whether it be SEMA, the licensing authority, the federal port authorities. There's quite a lot of work to be done here. So it has been it's going to be a bit of a whirlwind tour, but it's two weeks that we can get quite a lot done and, you know, reintroduce ourselves after, because the pandemic has, and frankly, been not allowed us to travel very well. So it's great. And I'm, you know, hugely impressed with the work so far.
Okay. It's great. We're seeing commentary from locals who are delighted that a mapper is undergoing recommissioning. I've got a slide here with some recent pics from the Dev Minero Center at a mapper. Can you talk us through these?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, show them up. Yeah, so I think this is just some photos that I took of when I got here. The first picture on the top left hand side is the entrance of now what is Dev Minero Sol's port. And I suppose if I had before and after pictures, you would really see the difference. But that's, you know, it's amazing. Top right is a little community project that we're running there. And that community project is planting local vegetables, within the port, local vegetables for people to utilize, to farm, and then, you know, take that away with them. And it's actually about teaching people about sustainable farming and farming so they can take those techniques away and use that locally. Bottom left, well, actually, that was when I just arrived. I was just addressing the team and just thanking them for really the amount of hard work they've put into this asset so far at the port. And so that was bottom left, sorry. And the bottom right, yes, it is an antique ambulance. This is someone's commenting. It's actually one of the old ambulances that they used to run along the rail. If it was quicker to use ambulances along the rail. So that actually that ambulance ramps up onto a rail and can be utilized as an ambulance along rail. Now we've got a more modern version of that, but that's utilizing to control the railway. And then the rest of it is just the infrastructure, which frankly, 2 years ago, that was nothing there. It was effectively full of bushes and none of the offices were working. So the work that's been done is you know, truly standing for me.
Excellent, okay. So onto the bank creditor situation. Have you completed with the banks yet?
Not yet. I think you're just asking me, have we completed with the banks yet? I mean, I count completion as the execution of the settlement agreement. I think there's the first stages that we need to do is getting the bank credit committee approval, then the settlement agreement. And I know you're going to ask me when. You'll be informed as soon as we get get the credit committee approval done. We'll announce that. I'm not here to meet the banks. They don't live in Amapa. They are in India and, well, somewhere over there, India and Italy. So I'm here to do engineering work to progress the project. And of course, in the background, we're progressing hard with those banks.
Excellent. So clearly, Cadence and Dev are making rapid progress on the ground there. What's next? And also, what near-term milestones should we be looking for?
Okay, so I think you were asking again, Paul Sound, what's next? Again, very clearly, obviously the bank settlements, but even then we're going to be utilizing the money that was authorized under court to progress this asset, whether it be, and it's very clear that this asset needs to get an economic study, both for our benefit in terms of understanding those costs, which we had estimated, capital costs, about $168 million, we'll see how they have to be revised up or down, depending on those studies coming back. And are we getting that? We're getting the first results from. So we're getting the first plant capital expenditure results at the moment. That will be, I'm not going to announce those. That's going to be modified to see if we can get a better product mix. So that will be ongoing. So there'll be optimization to put together a PFS and eventually a definitive feasibility study to finance this project. And for shareholders, PFS, of course, has an NPV value, and therefore shareholders can start to assign a value to our 20, and then when we vest up next 3.5 million, 27% of the asset. Sure. And of course, we have a first right of refusal to go forward 49 if we so wish.
Yeah. Okay. Can you just on the future expectations for a mapper? Can you just run the EBITDA and revenue numbers you expect to generate from a fully recommissioned mine? And infrastructure past us?
Yeah, so I think you were asking there for the revenue numbers and EBITDA. Well, I think let's wait until the PFS, because that is the best place to, because it's externally verified, the model's done externally. I have numbers in my head. But I hate to be proved wrong on that one. But of course, we know what Anglo valued it. And I continue to quote it. They valued it on their books, which is effectively the money that they put on it at a sort of a written down value of $600 million. So I continue to quote that. I think it's a good place to start. And let's see what the PFS comes with you know, long pricing on iron ore. See where, you know, that's really going to, you know, the biggest variance on this is going to be iron ore pricing and freight, frankly. Those are the two biggest variances. Those are sort of out of our control. The rest we can control in terms of pricing and get the and you know, try to achieve the lowest cost per ton delivered to the port in Santana that way.
Okay. Well, it's obviously and clearly a truly transformational time for Cadence, and also a life-changing time for many of the local residents in the Mapa too. Kieran Mazzaria, Chief Executive of Cadence Minerals, thank you for joining us all the way from Brazil today.
Well, thank you. Thanks for taking the time to interview me. And yes, you are just about getting the sunrise.
Yeah, we have a real genius season. Yeah, okay. Thank you, Kieran. Bye for now.
Bye-bye. Cheers.